I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom watchdogs highlight top concerns on a global scale and learn why now's the time to reach Muslims for Christ. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom just released its annual report, which carries recommendations for U.S. foreign policy. The Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman, Todd Nettleton.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommendations now go to the State Department, and the State Department will make a determination whether they're going to accept the recommendation or not.
Recommending Afghanistan as a country of particular concern, or CPC, comes as no surprise. Taliban rule is deadly.
The Taliban thinks that if you were born in a Muslim family and you're not a practicing Muslim anymore, you're an infidel. You should be given one chance to return to Islam, and if you don't accept that chance, you should be killed.
But Nigeria's placement is a shocker. After being designated a CPC under President Trump, the Biden administration removed Nigeria from both the CPC and special watch list. Persecution is rampant in Nigeria.
I think it is important for our government to say to the Nigerian government, hey, you bear some responsibility in this. You need to do more to protect your Christian citizens.
Along with guiding foreign policy, the U.S. CIRF list should direct our prayers. Plus, you can hear from persecuted Christians in these countries on VOM Radio. Terrible floods struck the South Africa city of Durban and the surrounding region, killing at least 435. People continue searching the debris for their loved ones. Over 40,000 lost their homes. Christian World Outreach saw one of their buildings damaged in the flood, says Greg Yoder.
The ministry is Single Moms Raising Sons, and part of that ministry is doing Bible studies with single moms. One specific home I know where some of our Bible studies were being held was severely damaged in the flooding. We actually are trying to figure out ways to help some of these single moms that were already struggling.
Christian World Outreach typically holds camps for boys in this region, but those have been canceled to concentrate on aid for the families. You can get involved at missionnews.org.
We just started a program with using old tires to start some gardens in these limited spaces these ladies have. And sad to see those are washed away already. And ladies were working with their sons on a project together that would help feed them. And that's even gone.
Please pray these families would have enough food and adequate shelter in the days ahead, and ask God to comfort the survivors of this disaster. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan started on April 2nd and will continue until May 2nd. During Ramadan, Muslims refrain from eating or drinking while the sun is up. During the fast, they pray, spend time with family, and take time for reflection. Muslims believe this month marks the giving of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. Bibles for the World wants to reach Muslim refugees in Europe while they celebrate Ramadan. John Poditi says,
the partner that put up this idea, that God gave him this vision, he had done this in a small way in previous years. You know, it can be called an iftar package, because at the end of the day, as sun sets, they break their fast, and providing them with some fruits and some sweets, but he's added a Gospel of John to it.
Bibles for the World will provide 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John in several different languages to reach refugees from Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, and other nearby countries. During Ramadan, Muslims want to hear from God and come closer to him.
We just need to pray that the Holy Spirit will reach through, will break through at this time and show them the truth. By providing God's word to them, we pray that he will work in their hearts and their minds as they read this, so that they'll understand, they'll see that this is the real truth.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.